following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Jacksonville. I am so excited to be here. Did you see the weather?
Did I see it? I was in it.
Were you in it?
I was in it.
Isn't it just kind of crisp this morning?
You know, what
I was
they,
enjoying it.
What
it's going up to 78 today.
78.
Mm-hmm.
What
it's
do you
be
call
like,
it? A what kind of day?
Which one?
You know, your
Perfect.
Line.
Happy, happy, happy Saturday?
No, your other line. Come
oh,
on, Angela.
I have lots of lines. Oh, my gosh. Which one do you mean?
A blank, blank kind of day. You're going to come up with it. I'm going to give you...
Alan,
come
do
on.
You know what he's trying to get me to say?
A Chamber of Commerce Day.
There you go.
Everybody knows but me today. And
you,
that is the hysterical
did
part.
Did you have enough coffee yet today?
I did not. I cannot lie.
All right. Well, did you have a great week, Angela?
I did.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
I was telling our special guest, who we'll introduce in a moment,
yes,
that it's a great real estate time of year.
Oh, my gosh. We are so busy.
That
yes.
We had we put a house on the market
yes.
on Thursday night, and we have three offers, and who knows how many more are coming already.
But I cut off the time to 6 o'clock tonight.
For the number of offers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were chatting.
Because at some point, it's just ridiculous.
I'm just going to introduce our guest.
I'm so excited.
Jerry Holland, who is the Duval County property appraiser. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning, Howard and Angela.
How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a good time to be in Jacksonville, and it's the weather is going to be beautiful today.
You're exactly right.
We're going to have a lot of calls for Jerry today, but I got to do some bragging about you. Because, you know, everybody knows that you're an elected But I'm not going to call you a politician because
you're
not. You're an elected public servant.
Yes.
That's what you really are. But there are a lot of elected people in government that have no background in what the job is. You are one of those real exceptions. So I want to tell everybody, so I'm going to do the bragging about
all
you.
Right.
Do you mind if I do
not
that?
Not at all.
Okay. Now, a property appraiser should have some knowledge of real estate, right?
Exactly.
So you are actually a certified Florida appraiser.
Correct.
You are a real estate broker.
Correct.
You are a general contractor.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
You have a master's degree in education.
Wow.
A bachelor's degree in transportation. And you have served this city for so many years. I mean, we are so lucky to have you. You were the previous supervisor of elections.
Yes.
You were on city council.
You were
president of city council.
Yes.
Is there anything more? I mean, this
What's
is
left?
Just incredible.
Mayor?
Maybe 2023. That's
there
our mantra.
Go. There you go.
Mayor, do you need a campaign manager? Because Howard is singing your praises.
I love it.
Right?
I love it. He's got to be
yes.
on the team.
Yes.
And one of the things I love about you, you know, you gave me your card the other day when we met. Your card actually has your cell phone number
You
on.
Better believe it.
You are so accessible. I just love that.
And I will tell the listeners today, that cell phone number, 904-318-6877. And I give out that cell phone number because I work for the taxpayers in Duval County. They're entitled to call me.
And, that's awesome.
I definitely want to hear from the taxpayers.
But it's not only to complain, it's also to compliment.
Absolutely.
Okay. So tell everybody something more about you. Tell everybody about your family. What's going on with you? What's happening in the city with respect to the property appraiser's office? Just give us a little intro.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting is my family is my wife has been in the development business for 30-plus years, working also. We worked for the same company for a while in a building company. So she knows development, knows construction also. My son, who's 36 and has given us two grandchildren, is in the building business, is in purchasing with Dreamfinders Homes. So he's been with Dreamfinders and Mattamy and Lennar and been with a lot of the builders in town. So it's good to have that whole family that's involved in the real estate business and understands what we do. So it has definitely been a pleasure to work in this environment. And it's like you said, it's not just understanding it, but working, building, appraising, selling homes. All of that gives you a true appreciation of what our role is in the world of property appraiser.
Well, great. So what actually is the job of the Duval property appraiser? And in fact, all property appraisers, because there are 30-some of them around the state?
Well, we have 67 certified Florida appraisers, of which I'm one. And that's the appraiser that does it for the purpose of ad valorem taxes. And that's important. We'll get calls sometimes saying, hey, I'm selling my home. Will you come out and appraise it? That's not, we're not a fee appraiser. You know, our appraising, now sometimes people use our values to sort of determine what is our home worth. And I'll explain a little bit about how our value is calculated. But the purpose is this. In Duval County alone, there's 363,000 parcels. Our role is to come up with a value every year on all 363,000 parcels.
Is your pencil sharp?
It's got to be sharp. It's got to be, you know, and we use, well, obviously, we have a staff of 110. You're not going to appraise those as a fee-based appraiser would do on each of those. You use what's called computer-assisted mass appraisal. In other words, we'll take the sales in a subdivision and apply the gains of the property values to all the homes. We'll look at, again, the features. As you know, being in real estate, you know, there's features that will lower the average price because they may not have a fireplace, and the other ones do have a fireplace. So they have this feature or not that feature. We have to do all that, and the computer assists us in that. But we're setting the value as part of the three-prong process. The city council, they're the ones that set the millage rate, and the school district sets the millage rate for the school taxes. We set the values, then the tax collector is who sends out the bills. I tell people all the time, I'm not the one who taxes you. I'm the one who values. And
there
so
you go.
A lot of times people say, Jerry, don't value me so much. But hey, mine is just to reflect what would a reasonable person pay for your property, your business, your home, whatever it is. And that's what we determine for the ad valorem taxes.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. You said people call you and say, don't value it so much. That's until they want to sell it.
We always hey, I'll get that call saying, my home is valued too low. And I'll say, you're selling your home, aren't you? How'd you know? I said, because you want to get that homestead cap up high. You know, well, no, not really. I just want to be fair. You know, I said, okay, well, let's talk. And why do you think it's too low or too high?
And there are multiple values on the home that I know you're going to define in the next segment of the show. There's market value. What are the other two?
Market value, assessed value, and taxable value.
All right. And you're going to define those in the next segment of the show. By the way, we want people to call in with their own questions because we got an hour to talk about so many things. Angela, what's the number?
222 talk to me. You have to call 222-8255.
Except people want to talk to him today.
Oh, yeah. Call in and talk to Jerry.
It's not about you today,
Well,
Angela.
I will give up the mic, okay? I am like that. You know, I am always courteous to our guest.
Thank
I will
you.
Give
okay.
up the mic.
And Jerry is giving out his cell phone number
he
to
did.
Call him.
318-6877.
Yeah,
but during
that.
The show, don't call him. Call the show's number, which again is 222-8255.
Correct.
We're going to talk about portability, a multi-syllabic word, and what that means when you buy one house and can transfer some of your tax savings.
That tends to be a difficult topic, even for realtors.
Yeah. We're going to talk about our predictions for 2019. Oh, my. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. What do you want to talk about, Angela?
I think we should talk about what some of the standard exemptions are, you know, some of the veteran things. There's so many things people don't know about, and they need to really know them all.
Just
how
exactly.
It affects property taxes.
Yeah, to save money on
yes.
your taxes. All sorts. And there's a new one this year, isn't there, Jerry?
Yes, there is.
All right, we're going to talk about that. So stay with us, everybody. Call us at 222-8255, and we will be right back. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections. 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned with us during our station break. We are so excited to have Jerry Holland in the studio with us today, our property appraiser. I encourage everyone who's out there listening, if you have a question, I know he gave his cell phone number. You could call him later, but it's so much more exciting for me when you call during our show. So that's 222-8255. So call, ask Jerry anything you want to know. He is had years and years and years of public service to our great community. And I promise you, he is so knowledgeable and so kind. You will enjoy talking with him. And so I just say, call now. Talk to Jerry.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah. We ended the segment last time about talking about one of the new exemptions that unfortunately is as a result of hurricanes.
You're right. And we had two back-to-back in the previous years. And so the legislature, and this is where exemptions come from. They come from the legislature, wanted to give relief when people have been damaged by a storm and not back in their home. And again, always remember this, the appraisal date for your home is January 1st. So the key as we talk about this exemption is, you know, because of a storm in September, were you back in your home January 1st of that taxable year? If you weren't, then that allows you for that exemption to get relief for that hurricane damage. A lot of people don't realize, okay, they say, hey, my home was really damaged in September, but we got all back in by December. There's no relief there because, again, you were assessed that year on January 1st at the beginning of that year. We're looking again at what is the condition of your house on January 1st of the next taxable year. That confuses a lot of people because even sometimes you'll buy a new home And on the first year you move in and you'll see, wow, my taxes are so low. Well, it's because January 1st, it was still not complete. It may have been a vacant lot. And that's what you're paying on that year is the condition of the home on January 1st.
So that's also why taxes go up the next year because
they do.
Complete house.
And we'll explain on portability how that can affect it too. But I would say, you know, if you've been in a storm damage situation on any exemption, and there is a lot of exemptions. There's those for first responders that have been injured or died in the line of duty, as well as military. There is a low-income seniors. There's granny flats. There's so many exemptions. You know, is go on our website. It's a very, you can go to exemptions. You can see those at DuvalPA.com. Call our office. I mean this sincerely to the public, is I've got the most customer-friendly staff to help you.
You do.
They're there.
Yes,
630-2020. Call them and say, hey, listen, I don't know if I qualify for this exemption. They'll take you through that. We have brochures on it. We have those things, anything to help someone. We always say we want everyone who's entitled to an exemption to get it. We also say if you have an exemption, you're not entitled, you will pay the consequences, and we'll get into that too.
I like that. Yeah, one of the services that I provide for our customers is that we come down to your office with the customer.
Nice.
I particularly do that when portability's involved because – when you first went online, and you were not in charge then, but when it first went online where you could get your homestead online, it wasn't working so awesome, in my opinion. So I thought, well, let's just go down there and have someone explain portability. And, you know, usually when you get the portability option, a lot of my customers anyway have been in their home for a long time. And so it's a little confusing. It's confusing for most real estate agents, truly, to really talk about what portability is and how it benefits the customer.
And there are people who lose out on portability because they don't understand you have a limited time to apply to move it to another piece of real
estate.
Right. You'll hear this time, and this is not what you want to take as something to remember. You'll hear you have 2 years to move your portability.
Nope.
Not exactly. You know, if you closed on the house on January 1st, yeah, you got 2 years. What you really have is the year in which you sell, you have until the end of the following year. If your house closes on December 31st, you've got 1 year and a day to move portability. And let me tell you, as y'all know, there are some big homes. Yeah, let's say you sold your home in December, and now you're going to build a home. And by the construction time, if it can't be complete so that you can move, you lose that portability. How much can that be? Portability can get up to a value of $500,000. And what that means is $500,000 of deferred taxes, you know, on value. So in other words, your home may have a market value. That's, again, market value is about 85% of what it would sell for, okay, because the State Department of Revenue says you can have a cost of sale, and they allow it consistently around 15%. So your market value is about 85% of what it would sell for. And then the assessed value, that is the same as market when you first move in. But because of the Save Our Homes cap, which was put in 1992, because of the Save Our Homes cap, the assessed value can only go up a maximum of 3% or the consumer price index. And it's only been 3% four times since 1992.
Wow.
Last year it was 2.1%, previous year 2.1%, the year before that 0.7%. This year coming up for 2019 is 1.9%. That's the maximum a homesteaded property can go up. So you may be at the beach and values are going up 8%. Well, your assessed value is only going to go up next year 1.9%. As it builds a difference, that's your homestead cap. That's what you can port to the next residence. If your value of your home on the next residence is more, you can port all of it. If the value is less, you port a percentage of it, and that becomes an asset. I was talking to Howard. In divorces now, the Save Our Homes cap is something that is an asset that's negotiated in divorces. In other
words, I didn't know that.
Same as who gets the kids 50%
right.
or all the time, one party can get 100% of the portability cap and take it with them, or they can split it 50-50. Those kind of things are negotiated in divorces now. So it's a real asset. When you're talking $500,000 of value coming off the home, it's a big asset that can move to the next home for one of the spouses, or in any situation when you build a new home or buy another home in those situations.
So if you've owned a home for a number of years, that could be really significant, like you said, up to $500,000. So when you say port, what that means is a short term for transport. You're
exactly.
passing it along with you when you sell your home and moving to that next home. If that home has a lot of value to it, you can deduct that amount of money from that second home and pay taxes on a much, much lower amount.
And this is one of the things, especially people new in real estate, one of the flaws they'll do is they'll go on and they'll kind of tell the buyer will always want to know, what are my taxes going to be?
Right.
And they'll go up and look in at the Williams house that they're looking to buy. Well, the Williams have been there now for 20, 25 years. And they say, wow, they're only paying $1,600 a year taxes. They buy the house, they move in, and their first tax bill is over $3,000. And they call me up and say, Jerry, what did you do? And we go back and say, well, wait a second. Did they explain to you that there was such a difference between their assessed value and market because they'd been there so long
right.
and to save our home's cap? And then we try to explain, were you living anywhere that you can port over your cap? You know, you will build a cap over a period of time, but really don't just look at what the previous buyer is paying in taxes unless you truly understand what was their assessed value. And how much cap do they have on there? What will yours be? And we tell people all that. We'll help you, you know, understand what your new taxes will be.
Now, let's clarify a couple of things. It doesn't matter whether you're moving within the same county. You can move from Duval County to St. John's, St. John's to Duval, as long as you're within the state of Florida, correct?
Yes, you can
yes.
You can port your homestead cap from any county in the Florida. There is no portability to another state.
Right.
We have one of the best homestead protections and portability and save our homes cap than I know of any state. But there is none when you come in from another state that you can bring some kind of savings with you or take your savings from Florida to somewhere else.
Okay.
Is the can I ask something?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Can.
Is the 10% cap on non-homestead property, is that still in effect? Or
the
10%
cap that was actually on the ballot in November because it sunset. Last year, and it had to be put on permanently, so the voters did vote for it. That is not – there is no portability in the non-homestead
correct.
Cap.
Correct, correct.
But it does save businesses in a lot of ways from when you have an increasing market that's growing. You know, they're gonna at least cap some of their liabilities of their taxes on an annual basis by that 10% cap. So that did stay in place. It is now permanent. And so for non-homesteaded properties, the most that your assessed value can go up in any year is 10%.
Great.
Let's talk about a couple of other things. There's something called, and you and I talked about this before the show, the granny flat.
So, that's such a cute name, isn't it?
Yes. Granny. Let's talk about what that is.
Well, you know, talking about being in politics for a while, I was actually on the city council, was the one who proposed the legislation. It would have been approved by the state, but it had to be approved on a local basis. I introduced the legislation, got it passed so that the granny flat exemption exists in Duval County, which means basically what it's for is if you decide to take care of your parents or grandparents and you do an addition to your house for them, then that addition can be exempt from property taxes on the municipal taxes. And so that allows you to be able to kind of afford to take your parents in and not increase because you've added to your home. We also look at, I can't tell you exactly that it will be given in all cases because we have to look at it. If you have an existing home, whether or not when you bring your parent in, can that be, it depends a lot on the home, whether that structure is designed such a way that that is an addition just for that purpose, you know, so, but we will be glad to look at that. If you are a taxpayer that's taken in your parent or grandparent, then call us and we'll take a look to see if portion of that home can be exempt because you've taken in a parent or grandparent.
So if you build a bonus room with their bedroom suite, then maybe it's not all.
It may not all be for the purpose of that.
Yes. Okay.
I had a friend that had a garage and also for his parent, that portion for the parent, not the garage,
okay.
is exempt.
Great. By the way, I just noticed that we have a caller, George. So, George, if you wouldn't mind staying on till the third segment, we will get to you first.
I'm so busy
great
talking.
Great information. We got lots more exemptions to talk about. I particularly want to talk about ones for veterans. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back to answer your questions, especially for George. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he'll make a major announcement this afternoon on the government shutdown and the southern border. He is expected to lay out details of a possible compromise he says could bring an end to the partial shutdown. Special Counsel Robert Mueller publicly questioning the accuracy of a BuzzFeed news story about President Trump allegedly directing his personal attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress is something that President Trump said is not true. And now Special Counsel Mueller says it appears to be false as well. BuzzFeed responded that it stands by its reporting, but is, quote, working to determine what exactly Mueller's office may be disputing in the report. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. and North Korea continue to make good progress on denuclearization and other issues. The president is set to meet with the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, at the end of the month. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average Friday up 336 points. This is SRN News.
Are you afraid of the IRS because you have unfiled or unpaid taxes? Most don't realize that having unfiled federal taxes is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail for each unfiled return. With the IRS, it's never a question of if they'll come, but when. We are J. David Tax Law, a local firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to IRS protection is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. Call today for a no-cost consultation at 904-606-0009. That's 904-606-0009. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Good. Driving all the accidents, disabled vehicles, and junk have been cleared from the roads. As for the weather, not too bad today. Partly sunny with a high about 76, but tonight expect a 100% chance of rain. Breezy weather, low of 51. Sunny tomorrow, mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 58. And then Sunday night, clear skies, going to get down to 34. Burr. Currently 60 degrees here at AM 600 WBOB.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited you're here with us today on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. I want to apologize to George because he's been on hold, and I was so busy talking to Jerry, I didn't notice Alan, like, flagging me down from the other room. So put George on, please.
Good morning, George.
Yeah, good morning. I was working on a computer, no problem.
Oh, thank you, George. Thank you for letting us off the hook.
Hey, George.
Yes, Jerry, you and Don Redman, Schellenberg, and Steve Weiss, when he was in office, were some of the best constituent services people.
Thank you.
Who I've ever run into. I'm doing an audit on JEA. They're paying twice as much for fuel as if they had used all gas turbines with a steam turbine on them. So, what I used, I had 90 of them in the oil industry. And I needed three numbers, and you mentioned one, if you can repeat it, but how many homes, how many businesses, and how many government buildings are there in Jacksonville?
I just happen to have that number for you here. Let's see.
Oh, we're going to charge him for that.
I'll send the bill to JA.
Exactly. Well, first of all, number of parcels in Duval County total is 366,008 parcels in Duval County. Just to give you a couple of the items that you're looking at, of the 366,000, 263,000 are single-family homes. Government in itself is only 6,368. I say only, that's still a lot. And government can be everything from the vacant lots we have to the courthouse to the city hall, anything that's government. What were some of the other ones?
The other was businesses.
Commercial, you have improved commercial, which is 12,315 parcel. You have improved industrial counts differently, is 3,984. And then you also have vacant commercial, which is 3,248. And I will say, these numbers are available. This is in our annual report, and they are available on our website at DuvalPA.com. In fact, page number 9, you'll find all the parcel counts and values for all those different parcels.
Right. Well, my ultimate goal is to see what we have to do to pay off the city debt as well as the JEA debt. And there have been some good actions, and then there's some things that need to be improved on. And you guys are doing a really good job in informing the residential buying public of what's out there and what they need to do. Well, I appreciate the help.
Well, thank you, George. I don't care what show I'm on, when you call in, it's always a good question or a good comment.
Well, thank you very much. I had four elected officials in my family, grandfather, grandmother, uncle, and aunt. My grandmother was way ahead of a lot of other women in getting elected. They were clerks of court and in the South Carolina Assembly. And I used to sit in the clerk of court's office and listen to how the world really worked.
I bet that was interesting. I mean, that's some good stories there.
All right. Well, great. I appreciate it. I'll let some other people give you a call and continue with the good information. Thanks.
Thanks, George.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, that was interesting.
That was interesting. Yeah. So you've obviously know that voice.
I do. I've probably have heard at least been on three or four different radio shows that George has called in. So I probably have met him in person, but I know the voice better than anything else.
Well, great. All right.
Well, that's awesome.
We want to talk a little bit more about some exemptions.
There's a different call. Grab the other call.
No, we don't have another call.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Alan hasn't got it yet. Sorry.
Well, while Alan is doing that, if you are a spouse, a surviving spouse of a military person, there's a exemption for that.
Yes, both for a military surviving spouse as well as for a first responder surviving spouse. I just quickly to tell you, you know, people think of only homestead exemptions as our exemptions and a few others. I'm going to read off without taking up the rest of the program, just some of the exemptions.
Can we take the caller first?
Let's take the caller, and then we'll get into all the exemptions that we have.
Okay. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. Love you, Howard. And
what about me?
Angela.
Oh, okay. Okay, Jonathan.
It was coming. It was coming.
Yeah. Okay.
I was being respectful to Howard, but I really love Angela.
Oh, thank
now
you,
we
Jonathan.
Know.
Yay. I win.
I'm sorry. I have a question about appraisals. Let's say I'm interested in buying a particular house that I know is a rental. I want to buy that house. Is there, and I can look up some of the basic information in the tax rolls and so on and the appraisers, but I don't have much idea what it's worth. And if I was, say, I was going to approach the owner, they probably want to say, well, how much are you offering me? Is there any way an appraiser can, is it worth hiring an appraiser to give at least a rough idea of what you might offer for a property that you haven't been inside?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. One is that's a service that a lot of your realtors obviously want to come and talk to you about, and they can show you, you know, most of the time values come about in a couple of different ways. One is comparing what other like properties have sold for. And your realtor can, like Howard and Angela, can come to you and say, hey, listen, a similar property just like you're looking for just sold, you know, about a mile away for this much. And so it can kind of give you a good, as I always say, you know, what we're coming up with as a value is what is a reasonable person willing to pay for it? And the best way to determine that sometimes is what is other reasonable people paid for similar properties. So I would start, because that's probably not going to cost you anything, is to talk to your realtor and see, because they can help you with that transaction and help you give understanding. If you need to, for a business thing or for a loan situation, a need to get a value, you may need to get a fee-based appraiser to give you an appraisal amount. Our website can give you a feeling for what the cost is, but again, we're appraising for ad valorem taxes, not necessarily for your investment purposes. So that's a, you know, several ways that you can get values, but I would start first with your realtor. Look at ours from a perspective of, you know, I doubt if the property is ever going to be worth less than what we have it on there for, but from a standpoint of giving a starting point for a value, but that's some of the ways. But it may be cases, especially an investment type property, that you may want a fee appraiser to come in and give you that value.
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan, sir. The one thing I want to add to that is you said you wanted to approach the homeowner. Obviously, it's not already listed. And Jerry suggested that you go to a realtor. You can actually hire a realtor to represent you, because there's so much more than just getting a value. It's negotiating the contract. It's putting together a contract. So if the property is not listed with a realtor and you want the services of a realtor to do all the things that we do for you, and there are many, many things that we do for you because there are many people involved in the transaction, you know, help you with inspections and repair people and all of that sort of thing, you can actually do that. And Angela and I would be happy to help you in any way that we can.
And a lot of times those costs are really borne by the seller rather than the buyer.
Right.
So that's a good point.
Well,
all right.
Thanks very much.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate the call. All right. Now, Jerry, you started to talk about some of the other exemptions that there are.
Just to give you a few here: Armed Forces Homestead Allowance, Blindness Exemption, Conservation Exemption, which is land dedicated in perpetuity, Disability Exemption, Disabled Veterans, Discount and Exemptions, Granny Flat Assessment, Historic Preservation, Homestead Property Tax Exemption for Surviving Spouse of Military and First Responder, Totally and Permanently Disabled Exemption for First Responder and their Surviving Spouse, Property Tax Exemptions for Deployed Military Personnel, Senior Citizen Exemption, Low-Income Senior Citizen Exemption, Super Exemption there, Service-Connected Total and Permanent Disability Exemption, Widow and Widower Exemption. Those are just a few. That's why we were talking earlier. You may be qualified for something and not even realize it.
Exactly.
Go to our website. That's the first start. Click on exemptions and look at some of these and see if you're entitled to them.
Now, so Jerry, some of those exemptions are a flat fee, and some of them are in its entirety.
In its entirety, and some are just for the municipal taxes, not the school district, and some are for all.
Right, right.
Give us an example of one where you don't pay any taxes whatsoever.
Low-income senior. If you're a low-income senior, you've lived in your home 25 years, yeah, your home is worth less than $250,000, you make an income of less than $30,000, household income, you could be exempt from your total taxes.
And I bet some people don't even know that.
Don't even know it.
And as many baby boomers as we have that are aging out right now, this is a really important one to consider.
It sure is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you knew more about them, you wouldn't have to appraise that property every year.
We'll still give it a value. We still do that. We don't exempt that, you know, but But again, at least for the taxpayer, they won't have to pay something.
Yeah, great. That's exciting.
Well, we'd like to answer more of our listeners' questions, so there's still time in the fourth segment. So call us at, what's the number, Angela?
222-TALK to me. You have to call 222-8255.
Great.
Call in and talk to Jerry.
All right, our goal is to answer three more of our listeners' questions. 222-8255. Jerry Holland is available and waiting for your call. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChemScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit gohomepro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Yeah.
Did you know it was a happy Saturday?
I knew it was.
Are you feeling happy? Because I'm feeling happy.
It's the happiest group I've ever been around on Saturday morning. Y'all are just happy. I think y'all take happy pills or something when you come in. I love it.
I do. I take happy pills. secrets out.
Well, I want to talk about something that I think is kind of interesting, and that is, and that's fraud.
Yes.
Yes.
You're a fraud buster.
We're a fraud buster, and also in quotes, non-compliance buster, and because it's hard sometimes to prove fraud. That's an intent to do something wrong. Sometimes you can just do something wrong and say, gee, I didn't know, and so it's hard to prove fraud. But we're after both noncompliance and fraud. Since taking office July 1st, 2015, we have leaned 2,100 property owners for having exemptions they weren't entitled to. And that's where we talk about rental, and we'll talk about that, is that you want to know what the law is. So that you're not in a situation where you're having an exemption you're not entitled to, because the penalty's stiff. We can go back up to 10 years for back taxes.
Wow.
If you weren't entitled to that exemption, plus a 50% penalty, plus 15% interest per year for the money you owed. We just processed one lien for $385,000.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
That's a lot of money. Because, again, it was a homestead where the parent had died and the sibling had moved in and kept the homestead on for the parent for that period of time. And so in that situation, we're entitled. And that happens sometimes where you have a life estate and you don't have to go through probate.
Right.
And the person takes over access of the home. Well, homestead exemption is not in the address of the property. It is in a person's name. If it's a spouse, husband and wife is considered one unit. One can pass away. It's still okay. But when that person passes away, that homestead's no longer eligible. They have to start over. We've liened $13.4 million for people who had exemptions they weren't entitled to. You know,
wow. That's really interesting.
And rental property is part of the problem, too. It's so easy today to rent your property on Airbnb, on the vacation rentals. If you rent your property for more than 30 days, two consecutive years, that portion in which you rent loses its exemption.
Okay, so it's not 30 consecutive days. The word consecutive is there. I want to make sure everybody's clear on this.
Two consecutive years, but not
consecutive
days.
But at 30 days throughout that year.
Yeah, you do a week here, you do a week here, you add up to 30 days, you do it 2 years in a row, you lose the exemption on that portion. Now, if you're renting out on January 1st the entire home, you also can lose the exemption.
Absolutely.
The exception of that is our military that has been transferred somewhere else. They are allowed to rent their home while they're at another duty station.
Okay.
So that is permissible. We do that for our military statewide.
Which is wonderful.
It's wonderful to do that because we want our military to come back here when they retire.
Absolutely.
Or they get stationed back here. They're just a wonderful group of people to retire here with their skills. But really check that out if you're renting something because we're going to find out. I taped this story earlier. We check on all the Airbnb sites. We called a gentleman up and said, hey, it looks like you're renting your property on Airbnb. And he said, no, I'm not. And I said, well, that's interesting. You got 20 room reviews on how wonderful your property is. He says, you got me. How much do I owe? So, hey, we're going to find out. I've got a wonderful staff. They are very due diligent to make sure that, you know, those who get exemptions, get exemptions, and those who are not entitled, we're going to come knocking.
You also check on people who are claiming homestead in Florida, but they actually own a house somewhere else, right?
We have a service that checks the homestead exemptions in the other 49 states to our homestead exemptions to see if you've got an exemption in another parcel.
See, people can't outsmart you.
We're on top of it.
Jerry, we got to take a 5-minute pause on talking to you because we got a couple of open houses that we have to talk about. And we'll come back to you in just a moment. Because we really do have a couple of, we got one new one. Angela, why don't you talk about the brand new one?
Okay, so this is where I'm going to be today with my lovely assistant, Anna. We are going to be at 9625 Beauclair Bluff. Now, that's off Beauclair Road in Mandarin. In Mandarin. And this home is amazing, Howard. This is built in 1979, just solid brick house, good bones. It's 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. It's over 3,000 square feet, value priced at $395,000.
It really is.
0.4 of an acre. Is there a better way to say that?
Four-tenths
of an acre. Thank you. So anyway, you got to come see this house. The spaces are wonderful. If you have an in-law situation, you wouldn't need to build a granny flat because in this house, on one side of the house is this huge bedroom about the size of a master with a full bath. So that it would qualify great, you know, for living arrangements for in-laws. So super excited about this house. Come out and see me. I'm not going to tell you everything about it. I want you to come. So we'll be off Beauclair Bluff Road, off Beauclair Road in Mandarin today from 12 to 2. Come see me and Anna.
Okay. All right. The other one that I'm going to tell you about is one that I'm going to be at. This one is in Eagle Landing, a big house, 3,100 square feet, 4412 Castle Palm Court, 4-bedroom, 4-bath, a lanai, plus a screened-in pool and spa, plus an outdoor kitchen. Now, the pool has a fountain and a cascading waterfall, a totally private backyard. It overlooks a rear and what I call an oasis. This lady that owns this is a master gardener.
Yeah.
And that really is a title that the county
Bestows.
Thank you.
Yes. She earned it.
People. Yeah. It has a private nature walkway with gorgeous perennials in the backyard. Easy to care for, though. Now, the kitchen in the house has a built-in fridge, a convection oven, stovepipe vent, one of those real expensive ones that look really cool. Virtually the entire house has the real wood plantation shutters, beautiful tile floors, loads of built-in nooks in the office, cathedral ceilings, built-in speakers, fancy moldings, inlaid glass doors, so many things. Now, here's the good part, okay? This house has over $600,000 in it. We started offering this at $500,000. Their new house is almost ready, so they need to sell this one. They want to sell this one.
Right.
Okay? Yes. They don't need to. They want to sell this one. They just reduced it $40,000.
That's an awesome price improvement.
Okay?
Absolutely.
They just did it 2 days ago. They reduced it from $500,000 to $460,000.
Come and buy this house. Call us.
I'm going to be there till 2 o'clock today. I'll be there at about 11. So 11 to 2, I'm going to be there. Unbelievable.
It's the best lot in Eagle Landing. It is absolutely the best lot. They were one of the first buyers in Eagle Landing, and they got the choice of the lots, and it's fantastic.
It is absolutely stunning.
And then our associate Rob is going to be at Micris in Fort Caroline Cove. It's this darling three-bedroom, two-bathroom home, about 1,280 square feet. Fantastic condition, new roof, new siding. Backs up to Ed Austin Regional Park. In fact, there's a little gate there, so you can go right through and go to the park and enjoy yourself. Awesome house, zero lot line, so there's not a ton of yard to take care of. Come out and see Rob today. He is going to be there from 11 to 1, I think.
Okay. Now back to Jerry. Jerry Holland, the Duval County property appraiser, serving the city for how many years now?
I've been property appraiser since July 1st of 2015, but I've been in public service since July of 1999, serving on the city council, as you mentioned earlier, and council president. And then I was fortunate to serve as supervisor of elections for 10 years, which can be a very controversial and sometimes interesting position.
Did you ever have hanging chads?
I was post-hanging chads, but not. I had to bring back the confidence in elections.
Yes.
I mean, it really, 2000 kind of set that back. And we were about technology, having the best equipment, and making sure people believed in everything being on a paper ballot. So it was a fun time during elections of bringing back that confidence in our local elections.
And Jerry, what's your phone number again for people to call you? Your number and the office number for
Yes, office number, especially when it comes to all those exemptions and clarifying anything, is 630-2020. 630-2020.
And if
then
you have any questions,
if you want to talk to me personally as your property appraiser, that number is area code 904-318-6877. And I'll show you a quick story. One of the things, we're required to go out once every 5 years and put eyes on a property.
Right.
And state law. And one of the things we do is, I said, I want to let people know we're out there. So I want to put a door hanger on there and tell them. My staff said, oh, no, you'll get thousands of phone calls. I said, I'll do better than that. Put my cell phone number on it. And they said, you don't have to have a person. Just answer your cell phone number. I get five or six phone calls a week saying, hey, Jerry, I see you stopped by. Is there anything, you know, any problems? And I said, no, just doing our 1 in 5 year review.
I love that.
We want to be out there in the community, let you know when we're out there, and also to hear from you.
Jerry, thank you so much for being on the show today. Great information, and people really are free to call you. So thank you so much. And all right.
Yes.
And folks, as you all know, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. Jerry's one of the reasons why, given such great information. Folks, you do need a professional on your side, whether you are buying or selling the most important financial transaction probably in your life. The Van Wees are standing by to give you information on what's happened this week. We'll be right back.